AJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky, a little bit of break in the clouds off to our west, 69 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. In area news, a Louisiana man was arrested Saturday near Lake Anita. According to the Cass County Sheriff's Office, 24-year-old Jacob Ellard of Monterey, Louisiana, was taken into custody following a traffic stop. Ellard was charged with first offense OWI. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and held on $1,000 bond until being released later that same day. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports 4 arrests over the past week. On Wednesday, 46-year-old Jeffrey Scott Ruckman of Council Bluffs and 47-year-old Tina Marie Handy Zoltowski of Omaha were arrested on charges of trespassing and fifth-degree theft. Last Tuesday, 50-year-old Shelley Ann Elson of Hastings, Iowa, was arrested for contempt of court in Fremont County. And on Monday, 25-year-old Brian Keith Palm of Des Moines was arrested for a probation violation and on a Monona County warrant. Residents in Grimes are being warned to boil their water after E. coli has been found in the water supply. The city received a positive test for the bacteria last Wednesday. City officials in Grimes say 1 of 5 samples set for testing came back positive, which triggered additional tests. And those tests were negative for the bacteria. City officials anticipate the problem will be resolved in the next few days. In the meantime, residents are cautioned to boil all drinking water in Grimes. Symptoms of E. coli illness would include stomach cramps and diarrhea. And people are typically ill for anywhere from 2 to 5 days, but they can develop complications, including kidney failure. 2 boats have collided on the Des Moines River near Oskaloosa. Fire Captain Tim Nance said it appears Saturday evening's crash was caused by miscommunication between the boat operators. Nance said 2 boats, 1 a speedboat, collided, dumping 8 people into the water. Some were picked up by other boaters while the rest swam to shore. There were no injuries reported. 4 people have been displaced by a fire that damaged their home on the southeast side of Iowa City. Fire trucks were dispatched a little after 4:40 p.m. Sunday. The fire department said the fire was under control within 20 minutes of the truck's arrival. The 4 residents had already gotten out of the home. There were no injuries reported. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, and damage to the townhome and its contents was estimated at $55,000. 1 person was killed and 2 others were injured when a car hit their buggy in southwestern Wisconsin. Sheriff's officials say 3 teenagers were thrown from a horse-drawn buggy when it was hit by a car just after midnight last Monday on Highway 18 in the Grant County town of Fenimore. Authorities say a car driven by a 35-year-old Waukon, Iowa man crested a hill, hit the back of the buggy, and dragged it several hundred feet. 17-year-old Elizabeth Miller was pronounced dead at the scene. 19-year-old Lydia Esch was taken to a local hospital and then airlifted to a hospital in Madison, suffering from serious injuries. The driver of the buggy, 17-year-old Kristen Esch, suffered minor injuries. The driver of the car was not hurt. The Wisconsin State Patrol was assisting local agencies in conducting the investigation. A workplace safety expert said a recent deadly attack by a bull in Iowa is not that unusual. John Lundell of the University of Iowa Injury Prevention Research Center said that 1 person a year dies from livestock-related incidents in the state. The center conducts research about workplace deaths. Edna Miller was working on her Kelowna farm when she was attacked by a bull on July the 28th. She died 3 days later. Lundell said farmers should be leery of bulls that previously have been aggressive, avoid breeding them, and send them to market. Farmers also need to be aware of a protective mother around her calf and have an escape route when working in fenced areas. A polarizing figure in some Iowa agricultural circles insists that he and his organization are not anti-farmer. Wayne Pacelli, president of the Humane Society of the United States, says he's frequently accused of being one leader of a movement to eliminate livestock production. Pacelli says he's being badly misunderstood.
I really wanted to get past the rhetoric, and I wanted to get past this notion that somehow the Humane Society is against agriculture.
He says such commentary from critics makes him bristle.
This has been disappointing to me to see this notion advanced that the Humane Society is against agriculture. Of course we're not. Agriculture is vital to our nation and our economy, and we all eat.
Recently, Nebraska Governor Dave Heineman called the Humane Society an agency you can't trust. Pacelli says that's a ridiculous statement.
We are a mission-oriented organization. We believe that humans have responsibilities when it comes to animals. We don't talk about animal rights. We talk about human responsibility.
Pacelli said the organization has no underlying agenda to end livestock production, and he points to a recently reached agreement with the United Egg Producers to provide better treatment for hens to back his contention.
I've said it 1,000 times. We do not want to end livestock production. It's a fanciful notion. We've not said it. Our actions on the ground show that that's not our work and our purpose.
Pacelli is currently on a book tour to promote his bestseller, The Bond, Our Kinship with Animals, Our Call to Defend Them. Well, there is a frenetic week of political activity ahead here in Iowa. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
A nationally televised debate among Republican presidential candidates will be held in Iowa Thursday. At least 9 candidates plan to visit the Iowa State Fair on Thursday and Friday. Then, on Saturday, the Iowa Republican Party will hold its straw poll. 6 candidates have spent campaign cash to participate in the event. Texas Congressman Ron Paul has said anything less than a third-place finish would be a disappointment. He has suggested the straw poll may be the end of the road for some of his competitors.
Since you get so much attention and can make or break some people in campaigning.
Candidates Rick Santorum, Tim Pawlenty, Herman Cain, and Michelle Bachmann all are campaigning in Iowa today. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Republican presidential candidate Tim Pawlenty says he doesn't have to win the upcoming Iowa straw poll to come out of that contest with momentum for his campaign. The Iowa straw poll this Saturday in Ames is an early test of candidate popularity and organization. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Pawlenty says his campaign must show some progress, but doesn't have to beat all rivals in the straw poll. The former Minnesota governor says the real objective of his Iowa campaign remains the statewide caucuses that begin the GOP nominating process. Pawlenty has been building his presidential campaign for well over a year, but he struggled in his effort to rise in national and statewide polls. 3 important markers in the coming days could fundamentally alter the 2012 Republican presidential campaign, including whether Texas Governor Rick Perry enters the race. A nationally televised debate and the straw poll in Iowa will give declared candidates their last chances to stand out before Perry announces whether he will run. Perry would potentially crowd candidates who've been building campaigns in Iowa this summer, including former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty and Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota. The recent job growth in Texas could allow Perry to pose a serious challenge to former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney's claim as the candidate's most focused on the jobs. Perry aides say they expect the Texas governor to campaign aggressively in Iowa and focus on jobs if he does enter the race. The state is pointing to the city of Lamar's as a model for recycling that other communities should emulate. Mayor Dick Kirchhoff announced that the Iowa Department of Natural Resources is marketing Lamar's as the number one in recycling success. The community will be featured in a brochure on the Solid Waste Alternatives Program, which offers financial aid to communities that implement recycling programs. City officials say Lamar's has benefited from 3 $20,000 forgivable loans through the program. 2 of the loans have been forgiven so far. He says the city went from recycling 90 tons of waste in 2006 to 407 tons in 2010 with the help of those loans. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, U.S. stocks are tumbling today amid a rout in global markets after the Standard & Poor's downgraded the U.S. credit rating for the first time last week. The S&P cut the long-term debt rating for the U.S. by one notch late Friday. The downgrade wasn't unexpected, but it comes when investors are already nervous about a weak U.S. economy, European debt problems, and Japan's recovery from its March earthquake. Prices for treasuries are still rising because they're still seen as one of the few safe investments, and gold topped $1,700 per ounce for the first time. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down nearly 216 points. An official at the credit rating agency Standard & Poor's is downplaying the decision to reduce the U.S. debt rating, saying it's a very small reduction in the nation's credit standing. David Beers said it's not a catastrophic decline in the nation's credit worthiness. Beers said he has no second thoughts about the decision, which was based partly on the battle over the debt ceiling. KJAN News, time is 9:10.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
In our funeral announcements, 88-year-old Sadie Zimmerman of Avoca and formerly of Shelby died Thursday in Harlan. Funeral services for Sadie Zimmerman will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 85-year-old Lois Funk of Bridgewater died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Lois Funk will be held this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. 98-year-old Margaret Irene Mapes Gilman of Stewart died Friday at her daughter-in-law's home. Funeral services for Margaret Gilman will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. 89-year-old Donna Mullen of Manning died Saturday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. A massive Christian burial service for Donna Mullen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. 83-year-old Evelyn Warren of Guthrie Center died Friday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Evelyn Warren will be held Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. And 76-year-old David Sears of Atlantic and formerly of Des Moines died Friday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. David Sears has gifted his body to science for medical study, and services will take place when those studies are complete, which is expected to be sometime in May of 2013. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family. Our news brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.